Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you are listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. ProfitabilityRevolution.com is the website. Please go there and check it out. You'll be glad you did. You will be educated. You will be informed. You will run your business better when you know Ruth King, especially if you read her books, like her new one, The Courage to be Profitable. And there's another one coming out, isn't there, Ruth? You got a new one coming out?
It's Negligence About Cash. It'll be out in October, and yes, you get to premiere it, I promise.
Well, don't break my heart, Ruth.
I'm not.
We have to launch it here. So look for that, folks. We'll be doing that real soon. So, okay, Ruth, for basically as long as I've been doing the show, almost 20 years, I've been telling people and bringing other experts on the show to talk about getting ready for the next disaster, the next business, the next business interruption event, whatever that may be. It could be, in the first days, I think I talked about it. I was pretty much talking about a hard drive crash. That's a business interruption event, right? A hard drive crash. And we've talked about the FBI coming in, taking all your computers because one of your employees did something they weren't supposed to online, you know, or a tornado or a fire or a flood or a hurricane or whatever it might be, and a terrorist attack. Be prepared. What are you going to do? What are the steps that you're taking to interrupt the business interruption and get back on track, right, Ruth?
Yeah. Even if you've got a storefront in downtown Houston or, you know, wherever else it is, we had talked about recurring revenue and the fact that we want customers to have some sort of loyalty to you in terms of your product. And that then, and a piece of that recurrent can also be put away. So it's really important that you look at it and say, okay, I have a storefront here. What other things can I do that, you know, if one of these disasters happens, that I can continue generating revenue, even though my base storefront is, you know, in front of a, you know, construction site, so to speak. And that's what you need to start thinking about, because every business, I don't care what kind of business you have, can generate some recurring revenue. And that's the thing that you want to make sure that you start doing with some of your loyal customers. You can ask them, you know, even buying from me for X period of time, what else can I serve? You know, what else can I help you with? And things like that. And you'd be surprised the answers that you get. And a lot of them will be the ideas that you have for recurring revenue. And that's really and truly the key, is not only the 1% way that we talked about last time, but figuring out what recurring revenue you do so that if a disaster strikes, you're still going to have money coming in the door.
And folks, I haven't mentioned it in a little while, Ruth is joining us today from her home without power because of the hurricane that just came over Atlanta. She's over there, no power, on her cell phone, still doing the show. So that's the reason why it sounds a little bit different. So what else do we need to do? And we talked about savings accounts, having one in the last segment. That's a big deal, putting some money aside and having a little nest egg, a little rainy day account, so to speak.
Yeah, and recurring revenue that you can figure out and have money coming in every single month, every single quarter, every single year that is not dependent on walking in your store or in your business or something along
probably a service, either something you're selling online that where people are buying it from you who aren't affected by whatever's happening to you local, or that it could be that. It could be a service account. I mean, a service product that you're offering that people subscribe to once, and they pay you once a year for it. And even though you're having trouble with your business right now, maybe three-fourths of your people don't even need your that service for this month that you're out, your storefront's messed up.
That's
you know,
true.
But they're still paying for it.
Right. A lot of people who, you know, construction or heating and air, plumbing, electrical, there's agreements
right.
there that they pay once a year or once a month for, and you're not there all of the time.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people can do things that you need every single month in terms of, you know, maybe it's, like I work with a guy who's a car mechanic.
Yeah.
And he has service agreements where he comes, you know, X period of time, not every month, but he gets paid every month.
Very smart.
Smart. You know?
Yeah. Hey, Ruth, I got to wrap it up. ProfitabilityRevolution.com, folks. Check it out. Ruth, thank you for being here. Good job. Thanks for being such a trooper.
My pleasure.
Come back
Thanks
soon.
Thanks for having me.
Ruth
okay.
King, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.